This episode is sponsored by porkbun.com. Porkbun is a refreshingly different domain name registrar that's different from the other ones like GoDaddy or Namecheap. They've got low prices on hundreds of different domain extensions. They've got everything from .com domains to really cool ones like .pro, .dev, .xyz. Every domain name at Porkbun comes with tons of freebies too, like SSL certificate, Whois privacy, DNS, URL forwarding, and hosting trials. Because why pay for things that should be free, right? All these incredible features and tools are backed by incredible support, 365 days a year, and more five-star reviews on Trustpilot from real customers than anyone else. Look, you can get $1 off your next domain name from Porkbun and see why they're the best domain name registrar around by using our code. Just go to porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. That's porkbun, porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. You'll save $1 on your next domain.
As AI continues to revolutionize our world, there's a critical conversation we can't ignore: AI safety and security. And that's where HackerOne's AI red teaming comes into play, rigorously testing AI models to prevent them from being misled or exploited. HackerOne employs over 2 million ethical hackers, and 750 of them specialize in prompt hacking and other AI security and testing. So HackerOne isn't just theorizing, they're actively safeguarding AI's future. Just recently, a team unearthed over 100 vulnerabilities in just 2 weeks. So whether you're at the helm of a startup or steering product innovation at a large company, it's time to prioritize AI security. Visit HackerOne.com/AI for more. Again, HackerOne.com/AI.
This episode is brought to you by Gigantic. At Gigantic, you can level up your product skills through live, small group, cohort-based trainings. We're incredibly excited to welcome you to our next cohort of our product strategy training, kicking off in January of 2024. This course will take you through the frameworks that product leaders use at companies like eBay, DoorDash, Groupon, Rent the Runway, in order to scale their teams. It's taught by Ben Foster, a friend of this podcast, who is the former chief product officer at Whoop. So come join us. Go to gigantic.is. That's gigantic.is. And save your seat for our January cohort. Your potential is gigantic, and we're here to help you reach it. Go to gigantic.is to reserve your seat today. Welcome to the Rocket Ship Podcast. This is Michael Sacca. Today, I talked to John Naster, the host of Hack the Entrepreneur. He has had some phenomenal guests on his show lately, James Altucher, Dan Martell. So we talked about the lessons he learned from talking to these people and kind of how he's applied it to his business. So it's a really insightful chat we had. Really hope you enjoy it. Let's get into it. We'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsors. Hover makes managing and purchasing domain names simple and easy. This week, I talked to one of their customer service reps, Roger, about what excites him about working at Hover.
What kind of drives me is the fact that I'm kind of working for a company that pretty much devotes themselves to the area of customer care. Like they actually care about the customers and take a lot of effort in building websites and interfaces based on the customer feedback and directly drive the things that they do here and trying to, just put out the best experience possible.
Get 10% off your entire first order by using the code SATISFIEDCUSTOMERS, all one word, at hover.com.
Chargeify makes setting up and managing your recurring revenue or subscription business incredibly simple. Anyone who's ever set this up from scratch knows just how much work it really is. So let Chargeify handle it for you. Customer signups, onboarding, billing, and retention. And then you can focus on the things that are most important to you, growing your business. If you go to chargeify.com/rocketship, they're offering 20% off 3 months exclusively for Rocketship listeners. That's chargeify.com/rocketship.
You've heard me rave about CodeShip before. It's because they're an incredible team building an amazing product that makes my days happier and my code more reliable. Recently, they shipped an incredible new feature. It's called Parallel CI, and it allows for faster testing than ever before. Early access customers like Product Hunt have improved their development speed tremendously. If you haven't yet, tell your dev team to start a free trial. They have a super generous free plan, and they also offer 20% off 3 months to all RocketShip listeners. Sign up at codeship.com/RocketShip.
So you also host the amazing podcast, Hack the Entrepreneur.
Yes.
Tell me a little about what's going on over there.
So Hack the Entrepreneur came out of, I was at a conference last March in the Philippines, a small conference, and met some people who are really big into podcasting world. And we did like masterminding sessions, and it was understood that I had to start a podcast that year, 2014. So, of course, I got home with my family. We were there for almost 2 months. Then we got home. We put out Velocity Page. Then it finally launched the actual version, and like version 1.0. And then it was busy for a couple of months, and then it kind of got into a bit of a lull. So I got bored in July, and I was just, I'm from a small town in Canada. So I don't get to talk to a lot of people about business except for when I'm dealing business. And yeah, that's not enough. So I was like, I want to talk to some really smart people. All right. And typically we just like email. If I would have emailed you, Michael, and just been like, hey, man, come on and just like talk to me on Skype, you'd be like, oh, I'm kind of busy. But for some reason, when I'm hitting record, everyone's like, yeah, let's do it.
So, yeah, totally.
So it was really kind of a selfish thing. I really wanted to just talk to smart people every day. And so I decided to start recording them and turned it into Hack the Entrepreneur. And it's kind of taken off on me. It's kind of, yeah, it's supposed to just be a fun sort of thing. And it's kind of really blown up. I do 3 episodes a week now. I've got sponsors. I've got some kind of cool stuff happening. People email
me. Tell us some of the guests that you've had on. I mean, you've had some really big people come on.
I have, yeah. I had this guy, Michael Sacca, on.
Well, bigger than him.
I had James Altucher. He's one of my really favorite, wow, authors and writers. Yeah. Dan Martell was on the show. I've had
Seth Godin.
Seth, right? Godin hasn't, I haven't actually released it yet. I do have it, bad, though. He has been on the show, which is amazing to me, right? And yeah, I've had so many people that I shouldn't really be able to be talking to that I have got to talk to. I have a really amazing episode, actually, I'm putting out next week. This lady, I'm just going to go into this quickly, sorry, because I've never heard, yeah, of her before, but one of my former guests told me about her. It was her first podcast she's ever done. She's 81 years old, and her name is Dame Stephanie,
okay,
out of the UK. And she started a software company in like the early 1960s, like where they literally like hand punching these, like that's how the software was done. And she got up to like thousands of, but she only hired for the first 300 people, she only hired like female employees who worked from home. And they wouldn't tell their, like some of them wouldn't tell their husbands that they had these jobs. Neighbors couldn't know. And she just wanted to empower women in a way that was not, like was completely frowned upon at that time. And they would go delivering the jobs out at night to like mailboxes, and the husbands would leave and the ladies would take them out of the mailbox and like code this software. It's amazing. She, like the company got up to like thousands and thousands of people. She finally retired in like the early 90s. And then she's now given away like hundreds of millions of dollars of her money to like, and she's still working like for charities and stuff. I was blown away, wow, by this lady. It was just,
that's
like
fascinating.
Yeah. So, I mean, getting to do that, like that blew my mind, right? Like I shouldn't be, I was like, why do I get to talk to you? The only person who's ever got to interview you. It's just, it doesn't seem right, but
that is amazing. Yeah. I mean, but that's the opportunities that come up when you just start moving forward, you know?
Yeah.
That it's just the power to keep going, and amazing things happen, which you probably never expected when you started off podcasting, that you'd be talking to James Altucher, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing, the people I've gotten to talk to. And it's, to me, it's just that whole like momentum sort of just breeds more momentum, right? It's just, I kind of just got moving. I had never interviewed anybody in my life. I just literally, one day, I think it was the Monday, I decided I was going to interview people. And by Thursday, I was interviewing 3 people, had no clue how to do it. And unfortunately, about the first 15 interviews, I'm never going to release because they're so bad. Seriously.
What made them so bad? Was it the awkward silence? What hurdle did you have to overcome?
I didn't have my questions right. And I really wanted to do a very specific, tight format for the show. I know that the market for entrepreneur interview podcast is completely saturated. So I knew I had to hit it in a way that was interesting, what I thought was unique. So it was the whole idea of not talking about business. It was just kind of talking about the person themselves and how they deal with business. And then just the tight format and the questions were really, really hard for me. So it was a matter of recording episodes, putting them out to people I knew, and getting like feedback and changing questions. And lots of those people, actually, they redid interviews with me, which was very, very cool of them, because I just asked them. I was like, okay, I've tightened up my format. I know what I'm doing. Your interview was awesome, but it wasn't what Hack the Entrepreneur needs to be. And kind of some people kind of respected that, and I'm really thankful for it. So
what made you not quit at that? I mean, you did 15 interviews. You weren't happy with it. What made you not quit and just do something else?
Oh, no, I was happy as hell. Like, I was so cool. I would literally get off these calls and just like bouncing around. And my wife's like, oh, my God, I haven't seen you like this so long, like about business and stuff. Like, she really was like, you're really doing something you're really into. I'm like, I am. But I wasn't happy with just the format. I didn't know what I wanted yet, but I knew I needed something tightened. So I was super happy with them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I really was like, I don't want to. The first like 15 episodes can't be one way and then completely change, because people might not get past the first 15. So I really wanted to hit the ground as a tight format. And I actually changed the format a bit on like episode 4, but just barely. And most people noticed. So it was fine.
So how did you beta test those, or like who were your early listeners that you were getting feedback from? Family and friends, people you didn't know? How did you get that early feedback?
It was friends. So I went to a small mastermind group. They were amazing for it. They were amazing for questions and everything. And then I just, from people on Facebook that I know and people from in business that I know listen to podcasts, not that they are necessarily my market, but I know that they're engaged by them. They're not just like, whoa, what's a podcast? Because you can't really get feedback from a person like that. But I mean, they're not that hard to find, people that listen to podcasts these days. So, and especially I had some cool guests, right? So it was like, hey, do you want to listen to this interview? It's never been released by this person. Like, yeah, of course. And so I'd like Dropbox the link, like half hour later, all this stuff. I'm like, wow, that was quick. So it was cool, right? But, and it really, really, really helped. So, I mean, I can't even take credit for what the show's done, because, I mean, I didn't come up with the name. I didn't really come up with the artwork. Most of the questions I didn't come up with. I'm just kind of the medium for it. I mean, I put it all together, but that's kind of what I've ever done in my life in business anyways, is just put together teams around me to do cool stuff, because I don't really have any skills.
Well, that's probably not true, but obviously doing something, right?
Yeah, totally. I guess my skill is just, I'm really open to people telling me when things kind of suck. I'm really open. I just want people to. Still with listeners, people email me and I'm just like, you've listened, like they just told me to listen to 28 episodes in a row. Some guy last week is like, I drove for 17 hours straight and only listened to your podcast. I was like, that's amazing. Kind of crazy. Yeah. I don't know why you did that, but thank you. And then it's like, was there one question in there that you were just like, I wish John would have asked that. And instantly he was like back with this question. I was like, wow, that's awesome. I was like, I've never thought of that.
Thinking about it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just, I don't know. You ask and people will tell you, and people are smart, man. Just let them help you.
Yeah. Well, last time we talked, you were starting to build the team. It sounds like you have got a little ecosystem built around the podcast now for people to help you out.
Yes. I have an editor, does all the editing, and I have a full-time assistant that does a whole bunch of other stuff.
Nice. So what have you outsourced and what have you kept doing yourself?
Right now, I do all show notes and stuff still, which I don't really need to, in publishing. And I was going to teach her the WordPress, which she knows. I was going to let her into it, but I'm moving over to a new platform, so I'm not going to do that until I do that next month. And editing's all done by somebody else now. And she's mostly, right now, she's really, really focusing on going out and finding amazing guests, which I now have like almost a 3-month backlog of amazing people, which is really, really, really cool. I was having an issue where I wasn't having enough female entrepreneurs on the show. I knew this was a case and I was working hard to do it, but I was just so in the middle of doing 3 episodes, doing everything myself. I was editing at that point. And now like this week I did interviews for six amazing ladies. Like, they just blew my mind. I was like, this is so awesome. Like, yeah. Finally, right? So she's just focused on that for actually a couple months, which is really, really cool. But she's been with me for less than 2 months at this point. It was early December when she started. So I just kind of, we're still working it in, but she's great. She's amazing. And I think we're going to do good things together.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's an important step as you grow is to be able to delegate those things. I think we even talked about that. So that's great to hear that you're growing. I'd love to hear from talking to these people, what are you doing differently these days than when you started the podcast?
What am I doing differently?
Yeah, like what are some of the lessons you've picked up from talking to, you know, successful entrepreneurs three times a week?
Confidence.
Okay.
Absolute confidence in what you do. If you sleep in until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and sometimes I do that during the week, and then I could feel bad about it. It's just do it with confidence. And just like, I don't have to work.
I like that.
I don't have to work like other people work. I have to work the way I work. Everybody, I ask that first 30-minute routine. Everybody is so different. Some people have businesses that are doing $50 billion a year. Some are doing $5,000 in passive income a month. Both amazing businesses. Mm-hmm. Totally different lifestyles. And they live completely different lives. And I've realized that unlike people who are stuck, and when you get stuck, you either look for like a new productivity app for your phone or go look around like Lifehacker or something and look for what are the tricks to get more productive. There's no tricks. There's no tricks to doing that. It's really just finding out your rhythms, changing with them as they change, and being confident in it so you don't have to go worry about what everybody else is doing. Just worry about what works for you.
That's amazing. Yeah. So what have you done in your life? Or is it more like being easy on yourself? What has changed?
I slept until 10 o'clock this morning.
And you were okay with it?
Oh, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. And I focus more now on providing my own value, on creating my own content. I'm not consuming content really anymore. I'm just kind of producing it and trying to, I guess, help others, because people are now emailing me and asking me stuff, which is good. But I keep telling them, it's like, you really have to look into yourself. What I do isn't going to work for you. It's just the way it is. What you do, Michael, isn't going to work for me. It's not going to work for other people. Somebody else, some of the things might work. And so, I mean, if it's like late Thursday night and you're just drinking tea and you want to read some stuff, some blogs, by all means, but don't do it during the middle of the day when you're supposed to be working, doing stuff. It's just a procrastination technique, thinking that other people know yourself better than you do. So I just don't do that anymore. Now I have a group called HTE Insiders that I started, which is a mastermind sort of small group. The people are paying me to now like try and figure stuff out about themselves and what they can do in business. And it's amazing. All of a sudden I've been turned into the person that people want to listen to. And so I have to provide value and content and I guess ideas to help people do that. But the main thing I try and get people to do is just really understand yourself and trust that you know best for yourself. You know better than I do. I just have to hopefully try and – what I tell them is I don't want to go in front of you and try and pull you to where I am. I just want to go behind you. Once you figure out where you want to go, I'll just go behind you and kick you in the ass and get you there.
Yeah, that's so good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's the truth.
Yeah. It's like I can't decide where you need to go, right? And I think that's a big thing. I really, really think that's a big thing for people. And that's, I think, the true biggest thing I've learned, because every interview – the person is completely different, yet they're all kind of kicking ass in their own way. I hope I can say
no, that is, oh no, whatever. We don't edit.
I've said it.
So you mentioned mastermind a couple times, and it sounds like the mastermind got you started on Hack the Entrepreneur. For those that may not know, what is a mastermind and what value do people get out of it?
A mastermind is honestly just a group of people like-minded and all trying to maybe go to a certain or the same sort of place. So my small mastermind that I'm actually part of, we meet once a week every Tuesday night. It started out with four of us. We all met in the Philippines. One guy owns a boutique travel agency for Japan only. It's amazing business. He's doing crazy things with it. Another guy teaches people how to become professional accountants. And then there's me. So we all have online businesses, one sort of offline actually. And we all they travel, we do things, we're like-minded. It's one of those things where you get to bounce ideas off of other people because I mean, two brains, three brains, four brains is always better than one. Yeah. Especially when you're working solo, right? Or even with a small team, you need insights. Like, I couldn't, if I didn't have a person to bounce off ideas off of during coming up with Hack the Entrepreneur, you're just so insular and in yourself. Like, I think this is all really good, right? But then you put it out in the world and that's kind of the real basis of it, is really just surround. It's a support group, I guess, but all for business. It's a very business thing. Business people really do it. And I've always wanted to be in one. I went to that conference that had two masterminding days, and then they asked me, these guys, to be in their mastermind. And it's kind of changed what I've done. This last like 10 months since then has been way better than any of the other years. And I think it's really, really to do with that. It keeps you on track. People, we have like the hot seat thing where I'll come in and I'll have certain questions, or I'm launching a new like HD Insider. They just kind of tore it apart for me and then rebuilt it up with three minds rather than one looking at it. And it just worked way better, right? Or I get stuck on something now in it. We have a private Facebook group, and I can just go in there and just be like, dudes, like, I just need help with this thing I'm doing, right? And instantly they're like, here you go. Like, here it is. Or I need like an idea for a sales page, and instantly, like, there's four sales pages I've noticed lately. Perfect. It's just more people thinking all in the same sort of business. We all do the same things similarly. And it's just really, really, really helpful for that. I cannot recommend them enough.
Nice. Are there resources? You know, is there a format to it?
None of us had ever been in one. So it's based off of the book Napoleon Hill Rich something. It's got a terrible name, the book, but it's an amazing book.
Okay.
It's a classic. It's from
Think and Grow Rich.
Yes. I don't like the name. It sounds so like cheesy, but it's an amazing book. And he came up with the mastermind. You can actually look it up on YouTube, Mastermind Napoleon Hill, and there's a black and white video of him sitting behind a desk, and he explains the concept of, it's really just having more minds together than one, how it doesn't even just, two minds doesn't just double the value. It like exponentially goes up, and it's an interesting concept. And so businesses have really taken to it, and there are paid masterminds I've seen people go into and all these different kinds of things. But I had really looking for one that was just three people is really kind of perfect, just amazing. And we really just do a hot seat once a week where that person gets their questions and their business kind of answered and torn apart. And since there's only three of us, every 3 weeks you get to be in there. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I record them for us, and we just Dropbox it, and people can listen to it throughout the week. And
it sounds incredibly valuable, and it sounds like it's had such an impact on your life and your business that it's probably something that other people should be looking for. I had never heard of it until about a year ago, so that's why I asked, because I know it's common, but it's not something that's often discussed.
Right, and they're super hard to find. Yeah. I didn't even know. Like, I wasn't even thinking of finding one when I was in the Philippines. And one of our last dinners, the one guy, Andreas, was just asked me, he's like, we're going to start a mastermind. You should be in it with us. I was like, oh, okay. That's amazing. Awesome.
And it sounds so intense.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. And then the first meeting was like, okay, none of us have ever done this before. What do we do? And then so obviously some Google searches, and we tried out a couple of different ways to do it. And the hot seat for us works. Before it was like we tried to split it up. There was four of us, 15 minutes each. We try and really keep it to an hour, because Andreas is usually at the other side of the world, either Japan or Asia somewhere. And so it's morning for him and it's night for us. So we don't want it to just go on for hours. So it's literally a tight 60 minutes. But the one person hot seat, perfect, man. Works great.
Nice. Nice. That's great. I've been in them. I hadn't heard of the one person hot seat. So that's great. That's great. I'm really glad to hear that that's working. So where do we keep up with you, and where do we listen to Hack the Entrepreneur?
HackTheEntrepreneur.com would be the best place. Unless you're just on iTunes, you can look up Hack the Entrepreneur.
And what's your favorite episode if everyone was to go listen to one right now?
I would say your episode.
No, but really.
No, seriously. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can.
What is it?
You can. You can go listen to me on Hack the Entrepreneur.
Did I remember it? That was like 25 episodes ago. Isn't it Know Enough to be Dangerous?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Amazing, man. That's cool. I wrote an article and for the top five hacks that I learned last year from my guests, and yours was, I think, number two. So, yeah, that's brilliant, that thing. Cool. And I brought that up in so many other interviews. because people kind of struggle with it, right? They don't want to maybe know enough, but no, it's awesome. I think people should start there for sure.
Oh, cool. Well, that's great. Well, go listen to that episode then. So look me up on Hack the Entrepreneur. So where do we keep up with you on Twitter? How do we follow your journey?
Twitter, yeah, is the best place. JONNASTOR. I'm kind of on there a little bit too much. So just hit me on Twitter and yeah, we'll strike up a conversation.
Awesome. All right, cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
And thank you so much. I appreciate this.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Rocket Ship Podcast. If you enjoyed it, we have tons of other awesome episodes on our website. Check them out, rocketship.fm.
And make sure to check out our app discount section, where we feature discounts from amazing companies like Treehouse, Wistia, Woo Themes, all giving you exclusive discounts for being a Rocketship listener. So go to rocketship.fm/essentials. The